Going on, everybody? Welcome to Who You Got With
Mello
and Rado. It's a sports podcast where we talk your favorite sports debates, sports highlights, and sports matchups. And thank you guys. If you guys are watching with us, make sure you go ahead and click that like button below and make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. We love every single one of you guys, so please help us reach those 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And also, if you guys are on listening to us on the podcast sites, then just check us out anywhere: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. And if you guys just want to find us everywhere, find everything all at once, you can go check out our website,
whoyougotpodcast.com. We got everything there. We got pretty much all the videos, all the podcasts, all the blogs, all the merch, everything you need. Also got links to all the places you need to go to make sure you stay connected.
That's right. And of course, if you guys want to check out some of our merch, and if you guys just want to ask us some general questions and just get some general support to the show, definitely check us out on Patreon. That's the place to go. If you want to ask us questions about the show or just write down maybe a topic that we can do on the show, that's patreon.com/whoyougot. Definitely check us out there. And of course, we also got our personal pages on Instagram. I'm The Iconic Dude and Mello.
Mello the Notorious.
That's right. So we got another fight week this week. It seems like 2023 is full of fight weeks. We got this week? Who we got?
Oh yeah, we definitely got a lot of good cards this year. UFC and boxing alike. And finally, it's about time boxing started giving us fights that we want to see. So this week we're gonna be talking about the heavyweight bout coming up this weekend against Anthony Joshua and Jermaine Franklin. And these are two big boys. Anthony Joshua, former two-time heavyweight champion, only 3 losses was to Ruiz and now Usyk twice, who's a now champion. And Jermaine has only lost once. So they both know how to bang, and I'm definitely excited to see that fight this weekend, man.
It's going to be exciting, and I'm very excited to see Anthony Joshua again. I mean, I know the last few times we've seen him recently, it hasn't been the greatest. And honestly, both of these guys, the last time they fought, they both lost, but this is going to be an incredible fight, a style of matchups, and should be great to watch Anthony Joshua back in the O2 arena. First time he's fought there since 2016.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, it's been a while since we've seen Anthony Joshua. It looked like, honestly, what he was supposed to be,
honestly, right?
I would say 2-5 in his last 5, or 2-3 in his last 5. That's with the loss to Ruiz and the 2 losses to Usyk. And a lot of people, honestly, is writing him off, you know. If you can't be the best, and I guess what can you be? So we're definitely excited to see him get back in the ring after he lost his belts and kind of see what he has to offer. Franklin, on the other hand, we actually got a little bit of him, I think, a few months ago when we saw him. Actually, last year, we saw him against, who was it? Dylan White.
He just fought White, and yeah. It was honestly, that was a crazy fight. A lot of people have that as a controversial fight, and I'll be honest, I do as well. I rewatched that fight recently, and I do think it was a controversial decision.
So who do you think won, Dylan White?
Well, White won, but a lot of people thought that, you know, Franklin could have had a chance to win that. It was a very close fight, and White did pull out in the end, but it was controversial.
So I think Franklin looked good in that fight, honestly. He definitely shown that he could go up there and bang with the big boys. So I'm definitely excited to see what this fight got to offer.
That's true.
But what I'm really excited, though, is to see how – I'll be honest, I think Anthony Joshua is one of the best heavyweights. And I'll be honest, and I'm going to pull up clips because I've won on record saying this, and this is before everyone started giving him hate now because now they see who he is. I never once thought Tyson Fury was the best heavyweight. I said from the get-go, he could have had a chance to stay over overseas and fight his way up to fight for the 4 belts that Josh had, but he took the easy way in. Wanted to fight for the 1 belt, and then literally fought one man for like 5 years, and then fought a scrub after that. So now that they see him ducking Usyk, everyone's seen what I've been saying. Before Usyk came up, I had said Anthony Joshua was the best. Then it was Fury, then it was Wilder. I understand that. Now you got to put Usyk on top. And I think that, you know, Anthony Joshua is still better than Fury.
Wow. Yeah, see, I mean,
Joshua is one of the best. Is Usyk's size and speed as a cruiserweight coming up? He just provide angles to all these heavyweights that they just really don't work well with. Fury might be the best matchup because he is a little bit quick, but I don't think any true heavyweight can beat Usyk and outbox Usyk.
Usyk's a lot faster than all these heavyweights for sure. I mean, Anthony Joshua, to me, was one of the fastest heavyweights that we've ever seen. Hand speed is incredible. And
the heavyweight we've ever seen.
Exactly. That, too. For me, he's definitely top five heavyweights of all time already. I mean, even though, like, yeah, he's, you know, 3-2 in his last five fights, I will say that, you know, look at him up until 2016, we both saw him as probably one of the best heavyweights that we've ever seen. Like, before, you know, up until, like, the 90s, you know, and Tyson was there, but not Fury. I'm talking about Mike Tyson, of course. But now that we got, you know, Tyson Fury kind of dug Joshua for a few years, didn't want to fight. Obviously, the biggest fights didn't really happen when Joshua was trying to make them happen. And there's a reason why he was taking, like, time off. And then when he went to fight Ruiz after the Andy Ruiz fight, that's kind of when you saw he wasn't prepared for that fight. And after that, it seemed like since then he's taken a slight of a downturn, but he is trying to get back to that top heavyweight status. I think if he does, he will definitely be considered one of the best heavyweights again. And probably, I mean, he's definitely top three in my eyes, but he could even go up more.
I don't know about top three of all time. to me, he is the best heavyweight in our
generation. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already top three still. So here's my thing. We've seen him have a great career to start off with. We saw him falter a little bit against Vladimir, but he ended up pulling through. But when we see him fight Ruiz, it's not that he didn't look too good. He just went in there with a fast, speedy brawler and tried to sit there and I don't want to say, you know, dance around, but he should have not have stayed in that pocket like he should. He was too confident in himself. And yes, he took a hit in a third and he never regained his legs. Yep, he came back got hit there. Second fight, outboxed the hell out of Ruiz. Made sure he wasn't going to sit there and get into a brawling match, got his titles back. With Usyk, I don't think he understood what he was getting himself into. Or with, like I said, the speed and the angles Usyk provided, Usyk wasn't gonna try to get a knockout. He was there to box. But at the end of the day, in the second fight, he came in more prepared. It just wasn't enough again.
Yeah, he looked a lot better in that second Usyk fight for sure. But when Usyk throws so many punches, and Anthony Joshua is just kind of moving around the ring and just throwing jabs, and Usyk is literally throwing like 3-1 the amount of punches that Joshua is. I mean, the judges they have to score it higher for Usyk that way, because I mean, punches thrown is huge, especially when it goes to the decision.
But he looked better.
For sure, he looked better.
It just wasn't enough. So, like right now, I still got him against any other heavyweight.
So let's talk about this fight then, Joshua versus Jermaine Franklin. You know, April 1st in the O2 Arena. Let's talk about it. What do you think about this one?
So obviously, we just talked about Joshua. Like I said, the reason why I love that he comes back in his rematches with new game plans is because he shows that he could be a smart fighter. He has good IQ, and he's going to try to bring the tools he needs to bring. The best part about that is he got Derek James. Derek James is a new trainer. For those of you who don't know, he is currently training super welterweight champion Jermell Charlo and welterweight champion Errol Spence. So he is definitely someone who emphasizes on outboxing your opponent. Yeah, you can get your punches off. Like, obviously, if you knock him out, you knock him out. But the name of the game is to outbox your opponent. So I definitely expect him to have a really put pressure on AJ to throw that jab out, limit Franklin's movement, and definitely try to control the pace and the distance of the fight. But for me, he's honestly facing probably the worst style that he can right now, and a shorter, far reach, fast-paced brawler that's honestly just like Andy Ruiz, and we've seen how that caught him. And there's someone with a shorter frame. It just seems to be a little bit difficult for Anthony Joshua. His only three losses came to shorter boxers. So definitely got to say something about that. But I do think that Franklin is going to come in there and do some work, man. So what about you? What do you see from Franklin? Because like we did spend some time talking about AJ, and I am going to talk a little bit about Franklin. But I want to see because you did say you watched some of his fights recently again. How you think he's going to do?
Well, like I said, just the most recent fight against that Dillian Whyte fight, I definitely thought it was a questionable decision. And I mean, I know that you know, boxing always has like these little questionable decisions, but this one was a little bit more egregious than others. And if you look at the scorecards, you'll definitely see why. One judge had it like totally on you know, on Franklin's side, and the other two were definitely on Whyte. So it was a crazy split decision. But you know, before that he did take a long break, so we really hadn't seen much of him. Now the one thing about Franklin I will say is he likes to end rounds or end fights early too. I mean, he has a knockout percentage of 63%, and his average fight time is around 5 rounds. So that's very early for a heavyweight like himself, which, you know, a guy like Joshua is very similar to that, actually. He likes to end fights early too. And in his career, he has, except the last 5 fights, it hasn't really been like that for him. His average fight time is around like 5 rounds as well. So they're very comparable there. Joshua does have higher knockout percentage, but they're very comparable in that knockout percentage. So that's one thing you're going to have to watch for, because like you said, Joshua has trouble with the shorter boxers. And for some reason, those shorter boxers can always go with that right jab on Joshua. They go with the right jab, and then they go with the combos. I'm definitely going to have to watch that for Franklin, because I know that, you know, him changing trainers is huge for Joshua. It's definitely a huge change in trainers. I think that he needed that, because he needs to be able to throw more punches against a guy like Franklin. I think Franklin's going to be throwing a lot of punches in this fight, and I definitely expect, you know, a lot of punches to be thrown in this fight. Now with Franklin, you're definitely going to have to watch if he's going to be the one controlling the pace of the fight. Like you said, that Joshua's going to be most likely controlling the pace, and most likely with a stance, he will. He likes to move forward more. He likes to keep his opponent towards the corner of the ring, not really towards the sides of the ring, but towards the corner of the ring. So he gets, you know, the right and the left side. He's just able to control it. But I do see Whyte trying to move around a lot more than Joshua. He does like to use those side-to-side movements a lot more. So I will like to see, you know, Joshua in the later rounds. But, you know, Joshua is not known for losing his conditioning in the later rounds. He's very good in his conditioning, even in the fights that he lost. I mean, even to the Usyk fights, both of those fights, even towards the later rounds, he was losing the fight, but his conditioning was still there. So one thing you definitely got to watch in this is definitely conditioning. But I'm not going to give my fight prediction just yet, because I want to know what you think about Franklin this one, too. I want to know if you think he has a chance in this one.
Like I said, he's definitely reminiscent of Andy Ruiz. He got power, but he has fast, good hands. He's pretty accurate when he throws them. And like you mentioned, he loves starting that jab off and following up with a nice combination. He is very good at that. I don't think that he's going to be able to cut off the ring or not allow Anthony Joshua to cut off the ring as well as he expect. Anthony Joshua, his new coach, is, like I said, they go in there to box, and that's part of what they do. Control that pace, control that distance, advance when you want, pull back when you want. Obviously for AJ, don't allow yourself to get caught in the corner. But I definitely think he's gonna be a lot more of the pressure and a lot more aggressive in this fight, in a smart way though. Like you said, the second fight, he really didn't allow Usyk to really back him up until the last couple rounds. And I'll be honest, it was short of miraculous, like, that those last 3 rounds, Usyk was still putting on that pressure. It was heavy pressure still.
Well, when we talk about conditioning and fighters, Usyk's got that conditioning, bro. Like, he is, like, the man. Like, he can finish fights all he wants, like, without being tired. Seems like from the beginning of the first round, end of the 12th round, he'll throw the same amount of punches.
Because he don't put anything on it, and that's why Usyk
is a lot of people do have that problem with him.
He's a boxer. He's not gonna sit there and try to knock. And at the end of the day, he's a cruiserweight. He's a
Floyd type of boxer.
He's not gonna sit there and try to throw Floyd everything. Mayweather. But he is gonna sit there and piece you up. And at the end of the day, when you get hit with anyone, like when we seen the for the Caleb Plant and Benavidez, Benavidez didn't have to throw everything on them punches, but at the end of the day, once you just start hitting them and hitting them and hitting them, like at the end of the day, like it's gonna start affecting them. And at the end of the later rounds, now at that point, you start throwing everything.
Yeah.
Because
especially you hit that same spot.
Exactly. So
one thing I will say is that with Franklin, he does like to hit people with his left hand right on the side of the ribs. He loves doing that. So watch Joshua's ribs. I don't know if you remember, but when he fought Andy Ruiz, like he got hit in the ribs like in those later rounds, and he was like holding his ribs a little bit. But I mean, I'm sure he's definitely fine by now. But you know, definitely watch that because Franklin loves to use that.
No, and that's the thing. Like I don't want to say it's gonna be completely all Derek James, but like not only do I have full faith in Anthony Joshua, just the fact that he went and he knew he had to change it up again. And he knew he had to find a different way to pull out his skill set. And I definitely think Derek did it, or it's going to find a way to do it. So I definitely see Franklin inflicting damage early, come a little aggressive in the early rounds. But I think that's what AJ's game plan is going to be. Mm-hmm. He wants to break him down in the later rounds. I don't think AJ's looking for a knockout. Some people say he needs a knockout to save his career. I don't believe that. I think if he go out there and show that he can really outbox and just, you know, because we're not looking for him to knock everyone out. That's not, like, obviously some people, that's what heavyweights do, but, like, that's not what we're looking for.
Right. He's not Deontay Wilder. We don't need to see that from him.
And
I agree with you.
He's going to win his belts back by being a knockout artist. He needs to know how to outbox pretty much the top of the top. So I think he goes out there and he outbox. I think Franklin takes the first couple rounds. So I do think it's a close battle. I think it's very competitive. But I do got your boy Anthony Joshua pulling away. I actually think he doesn't go for the knockout, but I think that your boy Franklin throws a little too much too early, with a little bit of frustration by being broken down. And I do believe that AJ ends up with the 11th round TKO.
So they're going to stop the fight. He's done. Hey, that's a good prediction. And I will agree that I don't think that it's going to be a knockout, straight-up knockout by AJ, because I do think that he does want to show people that, you know, he's learned with the new coaching, especially to be able to throw a lot more combinations. I think he wants to show that because we know that in the future who he really wants to fight. I mean, this is just a stepping stone for AJ. I mean, really for both of these guys. You can see that this is a stepping stone for them.
Whoever wins this fight is in title contention, and they're either going to fight Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, or Alexander Usyk.
Exactly. So definitely a stepping stone for both of these guys, and they're both trying to win this fight. They both need it because both of these guys will like have a resurgence in their career if they do it. Now, I mean, obviously the physical prowess goes to Joshua, 6'6". He's got 82 reach to 77 reach advantage, and Franklin's only 6'2". So definitely you're going to see the size difference in the ring. And I do believe that Anthony Joshua is going to be backing him down and kind of walking him forward, keeping that pressure on him. I don't expect Franklin to be cutting off the ring too much. In the early rounds, I do expect him to be moving around the ring a lot more, especially the first three rounds. I expect him to be moving all over the ring. Once Joshua starts hitting those right jabs and just keeps him at bay with those right jabs, keeps hitting them, then goes in some combos, he'll step it up towards later fifth, sixth, seventh rounds. I do expect this to be a battle as far as I expect it to finish up in a decision. But I do think that it's going to be a pretty handled decision by Anthony Joshua. I expect him to win pretty handily. I think it's going to be like 120, 112, which means that he's going to win probably 10 rounds. And Franklin's going to win 2 rounds. That's all I got for him, for Franklin. I do think it's going to be a pretty bad beatdown after the first few rounds.
Nah, I give Franklin 4. And I give Joshua at least 7. And the reason why I said I got 11th round, because it more than likely is going to go to decision. But I think by the time, if it gets to the 12th round, Anthony's going to pull back and just try to make sure he don't get caught with anything. But I do think he is going to be a little aggressive in that 11th round if he feels that it's within that grasp.
Yeah, I definitely think that he could do that because, you know, he might want to give people a show. Like I said, this is the first time he's fought in the O2 Arena. since 2016. You know he wants to give London a show since he is from England. One of the best British boxers that we've ever seen. I mean, Tyson Fury, of course, but you know. But he's out there still. But you know, there's definitely going to be a battle for whoever wins this, and whoever wins this one is definitely going to be talking shit to try to get that heavyweight matchup.
Oh no, whoever wins this one is definitely going to be in contention. Like I said, it sets up for Deontay Wilder, who's just open and available. Or if we ever get that Tyson Fury and Usyk fight, it definitely sets up for someone to be next in line. Or if it doesn't pan out, we could still get Fury and Usyk versus one of them. Or if that fight does happen and the winner doesn't want one of them, the loser can easily take it. So at this point, these five guys are going to keep fighting each other.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. It's going to be they are going to be all fighting each other in the next like 2 years. And I think that belt's going to be definitely moving around hands. But real quick. So you're saying that it's going to be a TKO in the 11th round. And do you give let's give a percentage chance to Franklin? Do you give any percentage chance that Franklin can knock out Joshua, like 1 out of 100 or 0 out of 100? What's his chance to knock out Joshua? Because that's the only thing that I think Franklin 20. Wins. 20%?
He got a 1 in 5 shot.
Yeah, I
give him winning 4 rounds. So I think in 2 of those rounds, he got a real good shot.
Yeah, I give him about 10%. I give him about 10% chance like that. So probably like 1 round. He's got a shot in 1 round or 1.5 rounds if he gets him like woozy a little bit, then he's got to go for a knockout. But
and I'd say that's what Ruiz did. He caught him in that third. But you got to remember, Ruiz got dropped first.
He did, but Ruiz caught him like twice. He got him once in the third round, and then he was. I think Joshua was already.
It was over.
Feeling it. He was already feeling it.
Everyone in the world, if you didn't see that fight, go watch it again. Right. Everyone in the world sees Anthony Joshua never get back off that canvas. His legs were gone.
Exactly. His legs were like he wasn't moving them right. They were tight. They weren't loose at all. And that's I will say that Franklin, he does have a hard punch, but just with that reach, I don't think he has a shot to really get a knockout on Joshua. I mean, the 10% I give him, but it's really not a big shot.
No, and honestly, 20% is I mean, at the end of the day, it's hard to judge percentages.
I know. Yeah. I know.
But we are talking about someone who has, I think, 13, 14 knockouts on their record. So he knows how to punch. And like I said, he could catch Anthony in those first couple rounds. But the longer the fight goes, the better it is for Joshua.
Nice. And then just same question for Joshua, even though we already predicted that, you know, what he's going to do. But same prediction for Joshua. What do you think his percentage is that he can knock out Franklin?
20%. See, the same only thing. Difference is Joshua has a lot longer, like he got 2-3 rounds where he could do it, but his 2-3 rounds
and later
again. Yeah, because he's not going to be able to knock Franklin out in the first 6 rounds, 7 rounds.
Yeah, you know what, I totally agree with that answer. I think I'll give him like 25%, but I totally agree. I think he'll be able to knock him out in the later rounds, if anything. If it goes past the 10th round, then even 11th and 12th, I could definitely see it. But
so the 11th, he's gonna headhunt. But if they get to the 12th, his coach might just tell him, like, bro, don't
take that mistake. Don't make that mistake.
Don't even do it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's definitely learned his lesson since the Ruiz fight. And in the second Usyk fight, he definitely started fighting harder in the last rounds. Even though Usyk won 2 of those last rounds, like, I think he won 9 10 and 12, Usyk did. But that right there... It still shows that like he won the 11th round, so he wasn't like backing down. He was still fighting.
But he also, now I don't expect Franklin to provide that same type of pressure. But AJ also had nothing left in the tank though. Yeah. And it's not that he had nothing left in the tank, but he couldn't do anything himself because it was just constant punches coming in. Like he was just sitting there pretty much just like, just kind of selling up. And like, so that's why I said, he hopefully he's a lot more conditioned. Cause it's just any of these heavyweights, like I will give, Tyson Fury his credit. He is a very conditioned. That's what I said for me, he does pose the biggest threat to Usyk because of his style, and he is quick, and he can go 12 rounds and box with you as a heavyweight. But I definitely do think AJ can get those skills too, and I do hope that he's come in there ready to fight.
Yeah, I will say that, like, Tyson Fury, he looks like he doesn't go to the gym or anything. He just goes out there and just...
But he goes out there 11, 12 rounds.
Exactly, but he's actually very conditioned.
It's so weird. Yeah,
Joshua is the guy that you look at when you're like, yo, that's a heavyweight boxer. That's what a heavyweight boxer is supposed to look like. One thing I will give Franklin, though, people said that he lost around 25 pounds just for this fight, and he has been working on his conditioning as well. So I think that, because he knows it's going to go on to the
weight loss. It's going to be a slugfest, yeah.
Yeah, you know it's going to be a slugfest for sure. So just to break it down for you guys again, I got this fight in a decision, and I got AJ winning it, but it's going to be pretty handily. I got it at 120 to 112, which means he's going to win 10 rounds, and Franklin's going to win 2 rounds.
And I got Anthony Joshua with 11th round TKO.
Nice, nice. So definitely, guys, let us know who you think is going to win this fight. Anthony Joshua versus Jermaine Franklin happening on April 1st in the O2 Arena in London. It's going to be a pretty incredible fight, I think. Even though we both think it's going to be Joshua, it's still going to be an incredible fight to watch. And like we both said, this is for huge, huge vital contention and like upcoming vital contention, whoever wins this.
100%, and obviously, like I said, like we said, a lot of good cards this year. We just cover Plant versus Benavidez, and I think the next time you'll actually hear from us, will be at the end of April. And if you don't know what's going on at the end of April, guys, I suggest that you get up to speed. We finally got on April 22nd. Javante
fight of the year for me
versus the King Garcia.
Say the fight again because it's that good.
Javante Tank Davis versus Ryan the King Garcia. So
I swear this is gonna be the fight of the year. I've been waiting for that fight for over a year and a half, and I'm a big fan of both of these guys.
And that's the thing. I got my winner based on the bias. It's so biased. So biased.
Man, you already picked your winner.
So biased. But I'm going to, you know, wait till around the fight. Yeah. It's not a 100% possibility. But I do think there's one person who I think got a better skill set in the table. But at the end of the day, it's boxing. Anyone get caught, they get caught. But obviously, we got some UFC fights coming up next week. You'll hear from us for Adesanya versus Pereira. We definitely got some NBA playoffs coming up. Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's coming up. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. It does seem like we got a good summer coming up and a lot of stuff planned. So we're definitely going to be here to give you all that quality sports content.
Oh, yeah. March just finished up March Madness, and March is one of the greatest months.
April is one of the greatest months of sports as well. You got NBA playoffs. You got a lot of stuff going on. So definitely it's going to be exciting.
100%. So we definitely, you know, appreciate all the support. Obviously, you already know www.whoyougotpodcast.com. Like we said, you get all the blogs, all the videos, all the podcasts, all the merch, links to all the places you listen, and obviously links to everywhere else you need to find us.
Definitely. And of course, if you guys want to check out our Patreon and, you know, write down a topic or a question for the podcast, that's the place to go, patreon.com/whoyougot. And if you guys want to definitely check out the merch there as well. Also, if you guys are watching the video, please make sure you guys click that like button and subscribe to the channel. Thank you, guys. And of course, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as anywhere on social media. So definitely check us out there. And our personal social medias, The Iconic Dude on Instagram.
Melo the Notorious.
That's right. So definitely check us out, guys, and ask us all the questions you want, wherever you guys want to find us. And again, I want to thank you guys for watching this episode, and we'll check you guys on the next episode of Who You Got with
Melo
and Rado. Peace.
Peace.